Good morning and welcome back to Cotton to Crazy Nature Ways. We're here each Sunday at 11 on 850 WFTL in South Florida. I'm Karen Curtis and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA, a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale and satellite offices in Orlando and Tampa. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. Love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, although we do have a special guest. And no matter where you are in the state, you can call toll-free right here in the studio, 877-850-8585. You get free advice from Eric about anything condo, HOA, or co-op related. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
Read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. By joining each week, you can get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars, they're nonstop, our newsletters, updates on the law, to which there were many in the last 2 weeks, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, again, our blog is at hoa-condoblog.com, hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic: condos and HOAs should make sure their docs don't let buyers at foreclosure sales off the hook for unpaid assessments.
Exactly.
You may think someone buys the property at a foreclosure sale and they owe you a lot of money. Not if your documents let them off the hook, so be careful. Hey, before we get going today, I just want to thank everybody who showed up at the Palm Beach Convention Center this week for our Condo Craze Board Cert class. About 200 of you were there. I think it was Tuesday morning, bright and early, and it really was an honor and a pleasure to meet everybody and to teach every one of you. And if you were there and you're listening to the show today, give us a call. Let us know what you think. Again, 877-850-8585.
And if you have another great event coming up this Tuesday night, right?
Yeah, Tuesday night's actually a really special event. We certainly do, Karen, and this one is going to be packed. You know, if you ever wanted to know what the daily life is of a judge and what kind of issues they face and how they run their courtrooms, I'm going to start today with an announcement about a really great event that Glazer & Sachs is putting on April 17th. That's this Tuesday night. And it's at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. That's 3000 Oakwood Boulevard. Last time we had our seminar there, we had an amazing turnout. 200 of you showed up. That's 3000 Oakwood Boulevard, Hollywood, Florida, 33020. And it's this Tuesday night, 6:30 at night, and the event is called A Night Out with the Judges. And we've arranged for 7 local judges to provide interactive insight into their lives, including a question and answer session. Really unique type of event. And afterwards, of course, there's going to be like refreshments while you mingle and get to have one-on-one time with our local judges, something really different. And it should be both interesting and a lot of fun. So to register, just give us our office a call, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. We're really getting an amazing turnout for this Tuesday night.
So can people play skee ball with the judges after the fact there?
Exactly. Just no waging any events that go on there. That would be illegal.
That's right. But, and it's also tax day, so maybe.
Exactly. Oh yeah, and we know who you are. If you haven't filed your taxes, right?
That's
today
so good.
Is the day. I guess you get a break, an extension one day until tomorrow.
Right, so you keep the judges in your back pocket, huh?
Exactly, right. All right, now April, interesting month when it comes to condominiums, and it's the time of the year I've certainly seen over the last couple of years when boards start realizing that, you know what, hurricane season is literally just around the corner, and if there are any repairs that need to be made to the property, now's the time to do it before disaster possibly strikes. So who better to have with us today than Michael Bianchini from Carousel Restoration and Development. Carousel is a long-time sponsor of the show. Really love having Mike on the show.
Love it.
I know you feel the same way, Karen. Every time that he comes on the show, don't you learn something different about how to protect your property?
I do. I do. Yeah. And wasn't he the one that had the daughter that got married and she had the Pope
Gabriella.
Bless them? And
absolutely. She just sent me a picture of her and the baby.
Oh, my God.
Gorgeous.
The baby.
What a beautiful granddaughter Michael has. We'll get to her. We'll probably spend about 3/4 of the time talking about her, I'm sure, today, right?
Okay.
Mike's laughing. But I got to tell you, you drive around the neighborhood, and every time you see a new paint job or balcony restoration going on at a South Florida condo. It's got Carousel's name on it. So first, let's thank Carousel for being a longtime sponsor of the show. And let's welcome back its owner, Michael Bianchini.
Thank you, Counselor. Always a pleasure to be here.
Hey, you know what? You don't even know this, maybe, going into today's show. But as we're sitting here doing the show, Carousel's at my home. So
oh.
You want right. So take it from me. The work they do is just absolutely amazing. I'll call him Alberto the Magician. And by the way, I told him to listen in, so he's listening. So Alberto the Magician has been working at my home the past 2 days.
Al, time and a half. It's Sunday.
He's working on the exterior, and I tell you, the guy is unbelievable. I'll just tell him, no, do this small thing. I'll come back. There's like a brand-new bedroom. I don't know how he does it in like 10 minutes, but the guy is absolutely amazing. And not only that, he is a gentleman. What he does in 1 hour would take me probably a month, and I'd get it wrong anyway. I just wasn't trained that way, but he's a superstar. But he's a consummate professional and a gentleman at that. So, Alberto, how are you? Glad you're listening, and it's a pleasure to have you at my home. But like I was saying, you guys, you seem to be everywhere. I know you're a licensed general contractor for how many years now?
Since 1978.
I'd like to say I wasn't born then, but I'd be lying. Yeah. Since 1970, so we're talking about 40 years.
Knows what he's talking about.
40 years as a licensed general contractor. You know, it's Florida. And I know as soon as I say this, everybody will understand. Florida is such a fly-by-night place where, you know, you're dealing with somebody 1 minute and they're gone the next. So for somebody to be around for 40 years, it certainly says something about the company. Karen, how many horror stories do we hear on this show?
Oh.
Just the contractor took their money,
yep,
and they're gone.
And guess what?
Don't
they weren't
licensed.
Don't know
where he is. Don't know where he went. Now we find out he's not licensed.
And he, well,
we
and
don't
maybe
get those
did.
Complaints about you, Mike.
No. They did the work, but it was shoddy.
Right. Does chewing gum count?
Yeah.
Is that an approved material, Mike? Yeah.
That saying, if I make it there, I can make it anywhere.
Yeah,
except
right.
For up in New York.
Yeah, exactly.
If they can't, they come to Florida.
Isn't that the truth? Right. It's just always the case here. And you know, you'd be surprised. The first thing we do, a lot of times clients give us contracts to review. And you would think, when you start reviewing the contract, get to the meat and potatoes of what the contract says. No. You know what I do down here when I'm asked to review a contract before I get to any of that? Check if the person is licensed. Check if the person is insured. Check if the company has a license. Because down here, pretty good shot that they're not.
You know, I would do the same due diligence as I would do with a plastic surgeon.
Exactly,
make
right.
Make sure they're board certified, licensed, all that.
Yeah, you know, Florida law says if you enter into a contract with an unlicensed contractor and they wind up doing the job, but you don't owe them a penny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now go try to get the money back from them. They're gone.
Right.
So it says something when Mike and Carousel, you know, actually licensed for 40 years. That tells you a lot. It tells you what kind of people you want to do business with. But let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. I tell you, if today you have questions about construction, about upkeep of your property, today is the day to ask. You got an attorney and a general contractor not on the clock today, right? That's a bargain at any price, right? So taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585, and we'll be back with Mike right after this.
Balconies breaking down. Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website, cdri.net. Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and, of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED-accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full-service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs, PA. He specializes in community association law. To talk to him and also to Mike Bianconi from Carousel Restoration and Development, give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. I'm so excited, Mike, because, you know, you were talking about all the holes in the walls from the shutters for hurricanes and how they call it a rebar, if you're especially on the ocean, to just totally deteriorate. And now you actually install hurricane protection windows. So it solves the whole problem.
Well, it's a major part of the business. A lot of people are opting to do away with shutters once impact windows are installed, which is fine. They're no longer necessary. But the installation and the fastening of additional things to the building actually can hurt the building.
Right.
Even though shutters protect you in a storm, the penetration of the screws into the wall cause cracks where moisture and chlorides from the salt air get in and start the corrosion process.
Can't tell you how many times we've had situation like that where a unit underneath a unit that put shutters above,
oh boy,
like the balcony below that,
yes,
one, that balcony below is going to start cracking and crumbling because the person upstairs even put holes into the exterior,
yes,
of the building. Happens all the time.
And when people look at the cost of impact windows, sure, they're a little pricey. So are shutters. But shutters also are disaesthetic, to say,
yeah,
the
right,
least.
Right.
And they also require maintenance.
Right. There's always a fight about the maintenance, too. You know, should we put them up before we leave for the summer? Should we have to take them down? Do we have to have a neighbor take care of it in the meantime? Can we pay the condo to do it? Suppose we don't put them up. Can the condo put them up for us? I mean, there's constant issues that go on with shutters, too. What about when the board wants to actually start making repairs to the building? People have shutters up there, and then the fight is, oh, you want to take my shutters down? You pay for it.
And then lots of times the building departments won't allow old shutters to be replaced back again.
Right, and then what is a shutter? A lot of people have those old Rolodend shutters that really aren't shutters at all, and they're basically exactly, so it's meaningless. So there's no two ways about it. The better way to go is with windows, and then the fight becomes, well, does the association have the right to change all the windows out? Can they do it with just a board vote, or does it need to be a unit owner vote? But we can spend hours just talking about that.
That's condo docs, and we stay away from
that. Exactly. All right, what now? You guys do so many different things, and how about we talk about foundation repairs? I know I once had a condo in Aventura that was actually sinking over time. You'd walk into the parking lot, they'd paint the poles, And all of a sudden, more of the pole would be exposed and exposed. And you'd paint it, it'd be exposed again. The ground is sinking.
Yes, well, that one of the requirements and by building departments for new construction now is boring tests. They used to do just density tests to see the compaction of the soil, if it can handle the weight. But now they do boring tests because many places in Florida over the years in the past used random dumps. They would dig a hole. They would take trash, put it in there, cover it up, and years later it was unheard of. So now when you go to build a new structure, the rubbish that has been placed in that hole deteriorates and starts sinking, and that causes a lot of problems.
Yeah, I have a brand-new condo we represent in North Bay Village, as a matter of fact. Beautiful, beautiful new building, but North Bay Village was basically created on like landfill site.
Exactly.
As they dredged sand and landfill from the ocean, and they built a beautiful new building, beautiful new driveway, and almost immediately upon the building closing, the driveway starts to sink into the ground. You want to talk about a dangerous situation?
Gosh,
yeah, someone didn't do something right, and it was just corrected.
There's several ways to right that remedy by. They have pin piles, auger piles. That pin piles are after construction can help. Pressure grouting. They even have urethane where it fills the voids and it stabilizes the soil. But it's a tricky operation, and specialized contractors that specialize just in that underground work.
Yeah, but that's work that you do.
Yes, we do. We would do that in conjunction with a subcontractor.
Gotcha. And in addition to that, I guess your meat and potatoes are what you guys do. The spalling concrete repairs, balcony restoration, and I don't have to tell you, the closer that you are on the ocean, so many of the condos that listen to this show are on the ocean, they're the ones that are dealing with the concrete repairs and the balcony restoration more than others.
It's a gentle look looking at the ocean. It's really beautiful, but it's very expensive.
Yeah, right. Expensive because of that building's more likely to suffer from repairs.
The difference between being on the ocean and just being on the intercoastal, your damage is fivefold.
Really?
And the farther west you go, it's absolutely, you can, railings can be painted with powder coat when you're west of the intercoastal.
Right.
But you need a Kynar finish paint when you're east of the intercoastal.
Great. So walk us through that. So in other words, it's time to repaint your building, and let's say you're on the ocean as opposed to being in Weston, right? Or,
exactly.
West of the turnpike. Are you going to use different type of materials to paint that building on the ocean?
Not so much paint. You can go with high-end paints like Aurora or UltraSpec from Benny Moore. But repair mortar-wise, you want to use a more dense polymer concrete, which is more dense and not like a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
West, you can use a lesser concrete. West, you can use a lesser paint on aluminum, such as powder coat. You can not use powder coat on the ocean. You want Kynar finish.
Right.
And they'll give as much as 10, 15, and even 20 years with a Kynar Dinar finish.
I want to get back to the balcony repairs for a second because, honest to God, this week, or actually it was last week, in this office we had a situation where a condo client comes in and they were basically given a bill, I want to say, for 3 or 4 balcony restorations. That's it. We're talking about not 100. We're talking about 3 or 4. And the bill came out to about $140,000. And I said to myself, I know Mike didn't do the job. Right? And they came in and they said, did we get ripped off here? What's your thoughts? $140,000 to repair three or four balconies?
The first thing that any association has to do, I get calls every day. Can you come look at my building and give us a price? Can you come look at my building and see if we need work? And my answer is always the same. You need to hire an engineer.
Yeah.
The engineer will not work for us. He has to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
He or she has to work for you. They will quantify. They will do a survey of the building. They will quantify how much work has to be done, what type of work has to be done, and specify how it's to be done. And all of that is needed to obtain a permit anyway, so you're not wasting your money with the engineer up front doing this work. He's got to do that in order for you to get the paperwork to do the job, because you need a permit. And then he'll do the inspections as the job goes along.
But sometimes it may be, and the way I understand it, it may be actually cheaper to knock the whole damn balcony down and put up a brand new balcony rather than make repairs to a busted up balcony. And in the end, you can wind up saving a whole bunch of money.
No doubt. Once you reach a point of about 30%, if 30% of the balcony needs to be repaired, it's usually cost effective to drop it and pour brand new.
Right.
And then you don't have to worry about anymore, because the concrete that we use today will have additives in it and corrosion inhibitors, which will make it last a lot longer.
It became apparent, at least to me, pretty quickly that that's something they should have been told, rather than just making the repairs to balconies that are 40 years old. It probably should have just taken them off and put new, instead of spending what amounted to about $40,000 per balcony. Kind of ridiculous.
Right.
But all right, let's go down a list. What else you guys do? Parking garage repairs. I don't have to tell you, you know, I take over a new building at turnover, and you do the walkthrough, and parking garages especially, leaking all the time like a sieve. The expansion joints weren't put in properly, whatever it may be. The parking bumpers are all busted up. You know, is that something you guys can take over?
Yes, we're doing several parking garages now, and every building has a parking garage. Most of the high-rises along the beach have a parking garage, and, of course, the salt gets to them, too.
Yeah.
As it, and your expansion joints are the most important, because that's where your fault line really begins. Water will pour into that area, corrode the nosing that holds the expansion joint, and there the corrosion begins.
Can you fix it and put in new expansion joints and prevent the leaks from happening?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Now typically also, and it's amazing that you'd think you'd learn from the first couple thousand mistakes, right? But it seems that every parking lot above it is either a swimming pool in a lot of situations or planters, right, for landscaping above it. And it's without fail, planters leak. It leaks into the garage and eventually leaks over somebody's car. It's a guarantee. It's just like, you know, when I go to a new project, I know that's what they're going to show me.
When you design a building, architects should stay away from planters on exterior anything.
We're laughing because it's so common, and just nobody seems to learn from their mistakes.
And they work for the first 5-10 years, but then they start leaking, and it's a big expense removing the plants, removing the soil, removing the sprinkler system, reworking the drains, fixing any concrete that's bad, remembraning everything, and then putting back everything so the process can begin all over again.
So this is something you've actually done a couple of thousand times again.
It's ongoing.
Yeah, it certainly is. But let's keep going. Catwalk repairs. As the properties age, they crack. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, something you can repair.
And you have a lot of movement in catwalks also.
Right.
Because they're usually cantilevered and they...
And there's so many different ways now. I can tell you, my mom's out in Century Village, and you don't have to do it where it's just plain gray. There's so many beautiful designs and patterns that they're putting on now. It's gorgeous. It's actually really nice. It makes the property look totally different.
Once we repair a catwalk or a balcony, the best way is to opt for finish it with a membrane, a waterproof membrane, which is a rubberized urethane, and then put a decorative spray finish on it. We can create lines, make it look like brick, make it look like big tiles.
Really?
And it's more user-friendly. It's easy to clean. It protects the slab. And if there's ever a problem in a new spot on that balcony or catwalk, it's easily accessible. The worst is to put tile, and even worse is the fake grass.
Oh, we'll talk about that My mom actually brought that up last night.
Oh,
yeah, we'll get to that and how associations hate that. But let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back with Mike Bianchini from Carousel right after this.
Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. 325-425-4243. 4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Welcome to back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer, and our special guest is from Carousel Development and Restoration, Michael Biancani. If you have a question for him, anything about impact windows
Biancini.
Or Biancini, I'm sorry, Biancani. Sounds like a mob boss, sorry. Biancini, I knew that. Give us a call here, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Hey, everybody, the election season, we always say we're in the middle of it, but now, no, it's officially coming to an end for both condos and HOAs. And remember, if you don't get certified either 1 year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after, you are automatically off the board in one way of getting certified. Take our popular Condo Craze board cert class. We've certified about 13,000 Floridians all across the state. We were approved by the DBPR to provide 2 legal update credits for all community association managers that attend. And at this point, there are only 2 classes left.
Exactly. Broward, April 24th, L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Broward Convention Center.
As a matter of fact, at the Convention Center on April 24th, Carousel will also be there in attendance. And if you have questions about construction going on in your community, they're the guys that you want to talk to. So again, April 24th at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Broward Convention Center. And then we're off to Tampa. 3 days later, on April 27th, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Tampa Convention Center.
So you teach so many different topics at the seminar. You invented this seminar. You're the first attorney in the state to provide this seminar. Instead of people signing that affidavit, you actually teach them about what's really going on.
And good for them for showing up.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And even, you know, people who are owners and not even on the board, it's just good to know this information. And each meeting is different. Each seminar is different. You learn the importance of the from time to time language, official records, the different types of documents that govern your community. Service and emotional support, animals, collections, manager responsibilities, all of the new laws that were passed this year, because there's a lot of them and a lot more. Food, it's delicious, it's free, it's served. Everything's free, by the way. I mean, what have you got to lose except just to learn a lot? Everyone walks out with a beautiful, nice, frameable certificate and certainly a lot wiser.
Yeah, so to register everybody, just go to www.condocrazeandhoas.com. Remember, only 2 left. All right, I want to get back to Mike. Mike, I want to talk a little bit about maintenance and upkeep. Needless to say, even as you get closer to the water, I guess your maintenance and responsibilities go up as well. So what kind of things should condos do periodically? in order to prevent the eventual, you know, spalling and the concrete restoration problems that they encounter. How do you kind of hold that off as long as you can?
Well, maintenance and preventive maintenance is the main issue. I mean, your first line of defense is paint your building. Don't let it go 10, 12, 15 years be between paintings. Painting your building is your first line of defense in the waterproofing and keeping the chlorides away from the building.
When it starts to look even a little bad, is that the time you don't want to wait for it to get really bad? Yeah,
right.
What's the test?
You can take your hand and wipe it along the wall, and if you get a lot of chalk on your hand,
really, that's the test. It's as simple as that.
Chances are you're in need of a painting job.
Right, and if you hold that off.
And when you paint, preparation is the main name to any game of the work. So when you pressure clean, you really have to blast all that's loose and all that doesn't belong on that wall. Get it off before you paint.
And by the way, Carousels did the building that we're sitting in as we speak right now, right? My office building.
Oh, wow, really?
Fantastic. I mean, we had, you know, damage to the interior of the walls, to rebar problems everywhere. Guys came in and just ripped it out, did it right, and we're very, very happy with the way it came out. I'm not just saying that, Mike. I'm telling you the truth. They really did a professional job. And, you know, I got to say this. From someone that you know, has been dealing with these issues for so many years, you know what's so important to me? That when someone says they're going to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning, that they're actually there at 8 o'clock in the morning. And your guys were actually not just here at 8 o'clock in the morning, but they were here at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday.
That's great.
Hey, Mike. So, you know, it was amazing to work with people that actually showed up. It's something that's kind of unique down here.
Mike, does your company also do that roof paint that's like a rubberized white?
Yes, silicone.
Yeah,
yes.
Because then my mom has that, and it's like it helps with the air conditioning and keeping the heat out.
It has a lot of advantages. Yeah. I believe that's a Sherwin-Williams product, and it's a siliconized, and they extend warranties on it, and it's a good protection for the roof.
We started to talk about before we went to the last commercial break that a lot of associations have persons living in them that on their balconies they put this like artificial turf or this fake grass. And, you know, even I know someone that doesn't know how to turn a screwdriver, that's something that's pretty bad for an association to actually allow. Stop allowing it if you are, and tell us why.
Well, most buildings have their board right in the documents. They've changed them over the years. No tile and no artificial turf. The artificial turf literally just keeps it moist under there. It percolates, and the moisture, that's why South Florida has so much of a greater ratio of salt to air in their atmosphere here than does just 300 miles north, because it percolates the humidity. And when you have carpet, that's exactly what it's doing under there. You can pick up the carpet, it'll be wet and it'll be warm. Yeah. And that just gets to the steel inside the concrete, which continues the process.
Yeah, a lot of people think, no, it's concrete. The water's not going to seep through it, but concrete is porous material.
Very porous, very porous.
So the water does eventually get in.
Even with tile, even if you put tile, water will seep through the joints of the tile and percolate through the concrete slab.
You know, so the bottom line, it seems to me that when you do repairs, you just got to make sure, you know, you're not doing things on the cheap and you're doing things the proper way, you know, the way I guess you taught. But we know that everybody tries to save a buck now and then. And I guess when you guys go out and you start doing massive repairs or big concrete jobs, how many times do you go out and it becomes obvious to you pretty quickly, like, wow, this last job that was done, this association tried to save a buck, and look what it cost them.
That's why we always tell associations, hire the engineer. Hire an engineer that works for you. He will direct it, make sure the repairs are done with the proper materials, make sure it gets completed correctly, and he will guide you through the whole process. You cannot allow a contractor to give the direction of how much is to be repaired, what type of repairs and methods and means to do the repairs.
So you would recommend an engineer in almost every situation?
Always.
Yeah.
An engineer will also, after he does that survey, he will invite three or four legitimate contractors that specialize in this type of work, restoration work, and he will get you the best price.
And so they'll do the bid packaging and the hard
work
for you.
They'll do the bid packaging. He'll call you to the site for a pre-bid meeting. They'll walk the site. The engineer will hand out the same paperwork to each of the contractors, and he'll give them a week to 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever it is, to come back with a legitimate bid, and he'll shake them all out.
Yeah, sure. I mean, when you think about it, you know, these people that are serving on boards, a lot of them have no prior business experience, certainly no prior construction experience, and all of a sudden, you know, you have people that are on a board, and they're faced with, like, potentially millions of dollars in repairs. They're scared to death, you know, certainly to put their name on a contract for that kind of a money. They need help.
And most of them are, of course, are from up north.
Yes,
where
right.
They don't have this type of situation.
Exactly.
The construction in South Florida is 360 degrees different than up north. Even in new construction, they build for snow load, the weight coming down on a building. In Florida, they build for uplift, for hurricane uplift.
Right.
It's totally opposite down here. And when it comes to corrosion, it's the same thing. It's totally opposite.
Yeah, so we got to be careful that they don't rush into things, you know, because the feeling has to be just totally overwhelming.
They have to use the professional.
Hire the engineer
and contractors. You can't hire a contractor that does new construction or builds roads. You need a restoration contractor specializing in waterproofing.
I'll tell you, we're going to take a break before we actually go into this, but I know lots of our associations right now, as you say, you know, the theme throughout today has been that the properties are getting older, and at least in some counties in Florida, they're dealing now with what's called the 40-year recertification process. And that alone is a scary process, because the building official comes around and says, okay, let me tell you what we are requiring you to do so that you come up with today's you meet today's code in terms of how the building is structurally sound. So a lot of our clients are dealing with it in Dade. A lot of our clients are dealing with it in Broward. Believe it or not, in West Palm Beach, still not required, Palm Beach County. Yeah, very, very little bit. And Michael, educate us on that when we get back. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Do you know the state of Florida has implemented new laws requiring websites for associations? And they haven't given you a lot of time to get it done. Good news! There's no need to worry, because the expert team at Easy Apps and its website division of Graphics Plus are ready to assess your needs and build a state-compliant site for your association.
Board members, this is the right time to take advantage of digital technology and reduce your workload. You'll be able to increase awareness of community events in real time, save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents, collect monthly dues from members of the community right from their phone, communicate with your management company, post notices and other documents, and so much more. And now, for a limited time, Easy Apps and its web design division is offering a discounted price when you order a website and app package, so you can be compliant by the July 2018 deadline. They'll take care of everything and complete the work in time and within budget. Get ready before the rush. Schedule an appointment today at 954-829-2273. That's 954-829-2273. Or visit graphics-plus.biz.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs. He specializes in community association law. We have several people on hold, but give us a call right here at 877-850-8585. If you have any questions for Eric or for his special guest, Michael Bianchini, he is with Carousel. So go ahead, Eric.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, let's thank Fred for sending in a nice email just now. Greetings, Karen, Eric, and Mike. Thanks for this valuable information regarding foundation and concrete membrane repairs. We're really learning a lot. Thank you, Fred. Fred always has one of those guys that just always has something nice to say. How about we go to Mike in Jensen Beach? How are you, Mike?
Doing pretty good, Eric. How are you guys doing today?
Okay, how can we help?
We're in the middle of some document review, and we're trying to track down these original contracts for the concrete restoration job that's in process and has partially already been done, and we're not able to get copies of the contract. It seems like a lot of board members don't have copies of the contract either. They're not part of the official record, and we think that the president's actually just holding them in his own file cabinet. And
sound
I'm just
a little
looking
bizarre.
For
yeah. You know who the company is?
It's with Daniello.
Okay, so you know who the company is. Maybe you can contact them directly and actually get them to give you a copy of the contract. But bottom line is, according to Florida Statute 718, if you're a condo, or 720, if you're an HOA, that contract, obviously, this one's an easy one, is an official record of the association. So if you make a written request for it, they got to give it to you. That's the bottom line. And they got to give
it to you within
10 days.
We've put in a few requests, and we'll put in another one, of course, and I'll contact the contractor. But, what are the options?
The option is if they don't give you access, they don't give you the access within 10 days, then it's off to either arbitration or pre-suit mediation. And then some arbitrator or potentially a judge down the line is going to make them turn it over. The judge is going to issue an injunction requiring them to turn it over. The judge is going to hit them with a $500 penalty and pay all your attorney's fees and costs. Okay, that's what's going to happen to the association. Just make sure you do it in writing, certified mail, return receipt requested. All right, but I want to make sure we get back to Mike and we wind up talking about everything that we need to talk about. And we were talking about the 40-year recertification process before we actually went to commercial break. Is that something that Carousel does? Because I know the local building official, whether it's Dade or whether it's Broward, they're going to make associations comply at least structurally with the current code.
Yes. Over the last few years, it has grown extensively every year. We're doing a couple North Dade right now. which date it's pretty common. Broward is becoming more common. And in Palm Beach, we're doing one, and that's the first one I've heard of in Palm Beach.
In Palm Beach, yes. So far, I don't can't tell you why, but so far that county is not requiring the 40-year recertification. It's kind of strange.
Most of the buildings are just hitting
the 40 years. Gotcha. I guess Dade and Broward is really older.
A lot of the buildings along the Palm Beach coast there were built. 68 is old.
Right.
But from the late 60s, but they really started from the mid 70s to the mid 80s.
Gotcha.
When the bulk of them were built.
Right.
And they're just about reaching it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So Dade and Broward being built before Palm Beach County, obviously. All right, we'll get you into Mar-a-Lago. No problem. When Mar-a-Lago hits 40 years, don't worry. Carousel will be doing the work. But, hey, I want to talk to you actually something serious.
It's a little older than that.
Yeah, but a truly tragic, unfortunate incident at FIU. I'm sorry, FIU.
Oh, yeah.
When that pedestrian walkway collapsed and, you know, several people were killed. And I'm just curious to know, you know, what your thoughts were as a contractor, because to me, it became obvious pretty quickly, you know, certainly no genius to say, somebody screwed up here. You know, I don't know if it's a contractor who screwed up or a sub who screwed up, but this was a project that, if you're looking at it, you're probably saying to yourself, somebody rushed this or it wasn't properly supervised, and I can't help but think, you know, the quality of the job or the accuracy. Safety is sometimes more important than it doing the job quickly.
Safety is always more important than getting the job done fast or even correctly.
Yeah, I mean, you're old school, I take it. You know, let's do it right instead of doing it fast.
And this accident marvels my imagination. I can't understand. There were cables that were supposed to be connected. That has a long cambered span from one end to the other. And I don't know if the speed of the contractor, but they're under supervision of the engineers also.
Yeah.
They can't do anything. They can't go from step A to step B without the engineer and building department and everybody approving it. And when I saw what crashed, there was no support underneath.
Right, there's no middle thing.
Well, if they weren't finished tying the cables to support it, why did they remove the supports underneath it?
Yeah.
Something.
Why was traffic allowed to go through while this
they
was
were
being
stress testing it?
Right. Can you imagine, Karen?
No.
It sounds totally bizarre to me how this was actually allowed to happen. But, you know, talk to me about what you do at a condominium when it's time to, okay, here we go. We're about to do a major job. At what point does safety come in, you know, in terms of protecting the residents and making sure that something like that, a crazy, terrible accident, can't happen at a condominium?
Well, first, that begins with the contract. Any board going into a contract should request a safety plan from the contractor, a safety plan, a hurricane plan.
So tell us, what's a safety plan? What does that actually mean?
Well, safety plan is what qualifications have you accomplished in safety programs, OSHA. Are your supervisors trained in the classroom and in the field? Do we hold safety meetings? We hold safety meetings every week. The men are prepped. We check equipment every day up on the roof, make sure it's going to. Safety for the people that live in the building. How are we going to design tunnels to get them away from the building, from any pebbles that fall?
I've had situations over the years that while contractors are making repairs, you have pieces of the damn building falling off, damaging cars, damaging the concrete. You know, they're creating more problems than to solving.
A contractor isn't going to offer doing extra work in the area of safety unless it's talked about up front.
Right.
And put down.
So is it something that you should talk about with between the condo and the contractor right off the
definitely.
Bat?
Definitely. From the pre-con meeting, pre-construction meeting, right on down to the contract and everything that is in and around there.
Because the condo's liable, right?
Potentially, absolutely. And then, you look, I don't got to tell you, then everybody winds up suing everybody.
Right.
Should someone get hurt. But, but you don't hear enough about safety. And when you look at what just happened at FIU, somebody obviously rushed and somebody missed something.
We want glasses in a day, teeth in a day, a bridge in a day. And
right,
we want to put it up so it doesn't interrupt traffic. So let's do it one night, overnight for 4 hours and just throw the thing up there.
Right.
And it's just, you know, that we have an infrastructure problem in this country, and I'm worried that this is happening all over.
Right, exactly. For the need to rush everything. And here that's pretty obvious that's what happened.
Look into the contractor's mod record of his workman's comp. See how many accidents they've had. do a little bit of investigative work. Check the contractor. See if he has safety meetings.
Yeah, you can actually look all of that up. A lot of that information on the internet. Absolutely. Real quick, you know, here we are, like we were saying earlier, hurricane season's about to start, about 3 months away. What things should the associations be doing now to instead of just waiting for the eventual bomb to hit?
Again, that should all be spoken about and put in a contract in the beginning. What are the men who are on the job when a hurricane warning comes into play? Are they going to stay on the job? Who's responsible for the contractor's equipment? Who's going to go over and above if there's uncovered and sliding glass doors are removed from the building and windows are removed and shutters aren't put up and they can't be put back because the concrete's been removed? What is the contractor's plan and how will the building pay for this hurricane readiness when it comes time to be needed?
Sure.
It's all very, and there's no time to negotiate when a hurricane's coming.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to have it planned that the engineer and the board direct the contractor. When it goes from hurricane watch to hurricane warning, everybody's in the red mode, and it goes for exactly what has to be done.
Hey, Mike, our listeners like references, so I know I can certainly tell them. You go down A1A, at least in Hollywood and Hollandale, and you guys are everywhere. Generally, where else are you guys doing work?
Right now, we're doing the two Ritz residences up at the tip of Singer Island. It's a $15 million job. We're literally removing the stucco from two 28-story towers and restuccoing back and putting all new glass railings. It's post-tension job. We're doing the post-tension work and, of course, painting and waterproofing and all the other related work.
Hey, I just want to thank you, Mike, personally. I want to thank Carousel for being a guest on the show today and for being a sponsor of the show for so many years. And, of course, our listeners need to know how to get in touch with you. And you always leave that stuff up to Gabrielle, who just had a beautiful baby girl. So hello to Gabrielle, who's listening at home.
Yay.
What's your granddaughter's name?
Giovanna Rose.
Oh,
Giovanna.
Beautiful.
So hello, Giovanna. I told your daughter this time next year, I want her singing on the show. She will be singing 1 year from today.
I had two grandchildren born within 2 weeks.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
congratulations.
Fantastic.
My middle daughter, who also, she's our in-house attorney, and who has a state GC license also, had her second baby, who's a little baby boy, and then my Gabriella had our Giovanna Rose.
Fantastic. Congrats to you and the family. I just want to give out the contact information really fast. Go take a look at what they can do, www.cdri.net. Again, cdri.net. Phone number, 561-272-3700, 561-272-3700. All right, that brings us to the end of another show. We'll see everybody and speak to everybody again next Sunday at 11 a.m., 850 WFTL on Condo Craze NHOs. Karen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or paint
cleaning and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.